I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. A series of bomb attacks shook the city of Baghdad today. More than 60 people were killed, nearly 200 were injured. Iraq's interior ministry says there were 14 blasts across the city in a period of 2 hours. The bombings are the worst in months, and they come at a sensitive time. The last U.S. troops just left Iraq on Sunday. Since then, tension within the country's unity government has escalated rapidly, and now there are fears of renewed sectarian violence. McClatchy journalist Sahar Issa lives in Baghdad. What did you hear today?
We woke up to the explosions. The house shook. One of the explosions was very close. It was not more than 100 meters down the road from where I live. And the other one was about half a kilometer away. Iraqis have become quite skillful in telling whether the explosions are IEDs, this is roadside bombs, or car bombs, from the way the vibration, how we feel it. These vibrations we felt through the ground, telling us that these were car bombs, and so they were.
In the aftermath of the explosions, what happened?
We can hear the sirens, we can hear shooting, we can hear shouting, we can hear all sorts of sounds that were quite terrifying that we haven't heard for quite a while. Roads were blocked, neighborhoods were shut down, we couldn't get to work.
So when that happens and the roads are blocked, you say you can't get to work. What do people do? What did you do?
People who have to go out will walk out. For me, I can work from my home. I have all the facilities. And so I called in to my boss and told him it is really too dangerous to go out and the roads are blocked, especially our neighborhood.
You're lucky enough as a journalist to be able to do some of your work at home when it's too dangerous to go out. What about some of your neighbors, those people who have children? Can they go to school? Can people walk outside? Do they see this as possibly the start of more violence?
To tell you the truth, it is difficult. Iraqis have been through so much. They have seen so much violence. It is difficult to say that this is the beginning of a new stage of violence like we once had in 2006 and 2007. People are hoping that it would be just a day of violence, a day where politicians threw mud at each other, a day in which other factions, as you must know, Iraq is a battleground for powers, regional powers from all around us, and they are fighting their own fights on Iraqi ground. Just a day of violence. The Iraqis hope that they will go to sleep today, mourning the losses of today, hoping for a quick recovery for the injured, but nevertheless hoping that tomorrow will be just another day. And the people who did the violence today have had their fill.
Sahar Issa is a reporter with McClatchy Newspapers speaking to us from Baghdad. Thanks a lot.